For August 28th, 2006, it's the Lullabot Podcast. Lullabot Podcast. Bonjour! It's Jeff Robbins. I'm practicing for Belgium, for the DrupalCon conference in Belgium next month. Lullabot's going to be there, and I'm going to speak a little French. I think we're up to podcast episode 21. That's exciting. This week we have an interview with John Resig, who is the developer behind jQuery, which is a Ajax JavaScript library that is slated to go into Drupal with the next release. We'll see whether that happens or not. These things are always up in the air until they actually happen, so keep our fingers crossed. The code freeze for the next version of Drupal is this Friday, which is September 1st. So if you've got a new feature that you want to get in, got to get it in before then, because after that date, it'll all be bug fixes and no new features per se. Also want to mention that Lullabot has just put up a new round of training workshops. We're going to be doing 2 days of training on Drupal theming in San Francisco, the beginning of October, followed immediately by 3 days of training on the Drupal API, building modules and that kind of thing. So you can go to lullabot.com/training to find out more about that. And without further ado, here's our interview with John Resig. John Resig, how are you?
I'm good. I'm busy.
I guess so. You've been, have you come out with version 1.0 of jQuery, or are you still in the process of that?
No, I released it last night, late last night, and I've been getting a lot of good feedback. So that's been the big news.
So let's step back from all of this and talk about what jQuery is and who you are and all that kind of stuff. First of all, where do you live?
Well, I'm here in the Boston-Cambridge area.
And you moved there just recently from Rochester, New York, is that right?
Where you're? Yep, that's correct. I was a student at the Rochester Institute of Technology.
And so you?
I just moved here in June.
So you just graduated?
Yep.
Congratulations. And so can you sum up what is jQuery in a few sentences?
Well, sure. jQuery is really just what I see as a simple JavaScript library that, helps you to write, the code that you want to write. It really simplifies the interaction between JavaScript and HTML. And I guess the important question is, well, like, how does it relate to Drupal? And specifically relates to Drupal in that Drupal's long needed some form of a library. So to help them maintain their ever-growing a website. And I guess that's where jQuery really helps fit in.
And it's a really portable, really small JavaScript library, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's about 15K.
That's amazing.
But it really has more features than a lot of other popular libraries out there.
Huh. And so you're now just releasing version 1.0 of jQuery. How old is jQuery?
I first released it back in January of this year, and so that was, so since then it's just really grown a lot.
So what makes like 1.0 different from the past versions? Just sort of stability or put a marker on it, put a flag in the sand and say, here we go.
Both. I mean, it really, I wanted, I really want, a really stable release that everyone can, work off of and, point back to and just say, here, use 1.0. It's there. It's stable. The big thing with this release has been, making sure that, all known bugs are fixed and that if any new ones pop up that they're, resolved to. This has been a big thing because, for integration with Drupal, of course, Drupal, they're going to want to have, something that's very stable to work with too.
Right.
This has been a good move simply because, not only is it good for the users, but it's good for, Drupal users as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so historically, just to let everyone know, Drupal has been, very of the eat your own dog food camp. practice what you preach. And so in the same way that Drupal.org runs on Drupal and basically all aspects of the Drupal site run on Drupal, Drupal has its own historically had its own JavaScript library that was written by a few people in the Drupal community. But the problem with that was that it wasn't very well documented, and it wasn't, it wasn't as well tested as some of the JavaScript libraries out there. And so some of us started sort of pushing for, maybe the possibility of adapting an external JavaScript library. And some people did some research and someone found jQuery. I mean, the problem that people were having for the most part was that things like prototype, when you sort of all said and done, was like 80K to download, or some of the pieces, once you got everything together, it was like 160 kilobytes of stuff to download that seemed like a lot of overhead for maybe what Drupal just needed, a few little bitty, animation kind of pop-down menu kind of things. And so people got excited about finding jQuery because it was so efficient. And then John seemed actually interested in helping us adopt it and move it forward and stuff like that. And so it seemed like all the pieces were in place for that. And now that jQuery 1.0 is out, I'm not saying it's absolutely guaranteed going to, but it looks pretty good to get that into Drupal core for the next Drupal release. So that's awesome. So let's talk about how you came to writing jQuery and why, how and why and when. So it started about 6 months ago, or did it start privately before that?
Yeah, I mean, 6 months ago is when I released it at BarCamp New York City, but I had been working on it for a while before then. It sort of grew out of a series of hacks that I made, because I guess it originally grew out of I wrote a little parsing engine so that you could do CSS selectors and to find DOM elements within a web page. And so I wrote that, and after I wrote it, I was like, well, what should I do with it? So I just kind of had it and just kind of toyed around with it. Then another thing that I wrote was there's the excellent MooFX effects library. It's a small JavaScript effects library.
Right.
I rewrote it from scratch, and just to really, it helped me to really understand, what's required to write an efficient effects library. So I had these two pieces. I had a little effects library and a DOM traversing thing. So using those two things together, I said, well, you know, why not combine them into something that's a little bit more usable? And so, I mean, it really kind of grew out of that. Before then, I really didn't use libraries, JavaScript libraries, other than, you know, look at them or, you know, read about them. I don't know. I usually just kind of coded things from scratch or whatnot, which is, you know, it's rather inefficient. but yeah, so I mean, I guess it didn't necessarily grow out of necessity, but once, I guess my major design goal was to make things as short and simple to use as possible. You know, so that I could look at the code and, you know, the code that I've written with jQuery, and I could see exactly what it was doing, understand what it was doing, but at the same time, write it in as few physical characters as possible. So I guess it grew out of a challenge, you know, a personal challenge to myself. And in the end, it, you know, not only do I use it all the time, but I mean, a lot of people really enjoy it.
Very cool. Very cool. So one of the things that I've found that jQuery does is make the difficult task of sort of targeting elements on the page in JavaScript. That seems to be sort of the most difficult thing, is sort of finding the element you want to target or elements that you want to target and doing something to them if you want to hide them or something like that. jQuery makes that really easy. And there's like... a whole bunch of different ways, a whole bunch of different sort of methods that you can use, some that are real similar to the various CSSs. And then there's one that's, what's that, XPath? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
is an XML type selector kind of thing.
Correct. Correct.
But like, for instance, you can just say, target all the divs that have P tags in them and hide them or make them blue or something like that. And, it's really cool. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can't do in CSS that you can do with jQuery. I'm a little nervous that people are going to start using jQuery instead of CSS, but because it's so much sort of easier in a lot of ways and kind of better supported. I mean, it's been actually tested to work across the different browsers, whereas those of us who have worked with CSS know it can be frustrating.
Yes.
So, but so it sort of came out of this selector thing was how jQuery came about, and then you sort of combined that with this need for simplicity and efficiency, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, originally I was going to release the selector library, you know, as just something that people could use, but it was like the day I finished it, Dean Edwards, he's another big JavaScript hacker, he released his own, you know, CSS selector traversing library, and his was really nice. I was ashamed, and so I was like, oh, okay, I got to do something cooler now.
So you did this really to just one up Dean Edwards? Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Hooray for competition! So that's really cool. So have you modeled any of it on other JavaScript libraries? Have you looked at the other libraries? Have you sort of compared? How does it compare and contrast to things like this sort of prototype stack, Scriptaculous, Moo, Dojo, mm-hmm. and stuff like that? I mean,
it's interesting. Different libraries obviously have different, I guess, design goals. And if you look at, you know, something like Prototype, their primary intentions seem to be centered around improving the JavaScript language. And in a lot of ways, they all come from a Ruby background. So those improvements that they add are very Ruby-like. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's their goal when writing a library. And if you look at something like Dojo, I'm not sure what their goal is, but it's something really big. but regardless, I follow libraries constantly. I especially follow Prototype and Dojo because Prototype and Dojo have been around since early 2005, if I remember correctly, and they've had time to hit a lot of the really hard, you know, problems that occur, a lot of the really weird bugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm constantly, you know, learning from them and reading through their code and seeing how they chose to tackle some really difficult problems, because it's not only is it a great, you know, learning experience, but, you know, obviously it can filter back into, you know, jQuery again and help improve the library. So, you know, I guess, you know, in the end, libraries, you know, they have their place, and it's up to, you know, the developer to choose which one they like best. But it's, you know, for me, it isn't a choice, obviously. I mean, I really, jQuery is by far the most efficient thing that I can write with.
Now Scriptaculous, for instance, is a effects library for Prototype, and I think Moo is a mm-hmm. different effects library for Prototype. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. And does jQuery have any effects built in, or are there external libraries for it, or how does that work?
Yeah, jQuery comes with a handful, about, you know, 5 or 6 effects built in. They're usually pretty simple. And however, it also comes with a method that you can use to essentially sculpt and make your own effects. That in and of itself is very useful. But additionally, you know, people have written plugins for jQuery to add even more interesting effects in. There's this library that acts very much like Scriptaculous, but it's for jQuery, and it's called Interface. And it's an excellent library, and he's written his own set of effects that are, you know, much more complex than what jQuery has. And using those, you can pretty much achieve any result that you desire. But what's nice is that he's also tried to keep his library rather small, as opposed to, let's say, Scriptaculous, which is, you know, a rather large library.
Right, right. Cool stuff. I mean, it's I did a lot of work with Prototype and Scriptaculous. I actually wrote a module called SP Scriptaculous Prototype Ajax, Spajax for Drupal. And I think once jQuery goes into core, there's not going to be a whole lot of need for that kind of thing if you can do it mm-hmm. with this sort of centralized library of stuff. That's pretty cool. I think that may be the first time we've actually said the word Ajax here. And so I think people probably, you know, people hear the word Ajax a lot. So we're talking about a JavaScript library, and is it Ajax? I mean, Ajax has sort of become this all-encompassing thing, but is jQuery Ajax?
Essentially, you know, the Ajax concept revolves around, you know, loading remote data from another web page while you're still at the current web page. And this, you know, allows you to do things like, you know, Gmail, for example, where you can, you know, browse through your email without ever leaving the Gmail page, you know, and having to wait for another page to load. And, you know, because of that, it creates a more responsive application. So yeah, jQuery has support for a lot of the common Ajax requests, so that you can load in, you know, a part of an HTML document, a remote one, into your current one. You know, loading in XML documents or JavaScript snippets or, you know, what have you. So I mean, in that respect, it's just as comprehensive as anything that that Prototype offers, and that so it's and it works quite well.
Very cool. It's really cool stuff. I mean, all that Ajax-y kind of stuff is really exciting to see happening on web pages. I mean, just it's a lot more efficient a workflow, and for people who've used things like editing in Flickr or Gmail or any of that kind of stuff. It's really cool. And it's really exciting to see some of that capabilities that may actually come into Drupal. And it'll be really interesting to see how people use this stuff, given that it's now part of the distribution and sort of kind of lowest common denominator stuff. I mean, it was possible to do in the past, but you had to have people download something externally and stuff like that. So it's it's really cool. So jQuery was under the MIT license up until recently, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Drupal is GPL, general public license, which basically means that everything related to Drupal and in the Drupal repository also has to be GPL as well. So you were kind enough to dual license jQuery, correct? How'd that go?
the licensing process is certainly interesting. I had to do a lot of research too. Yeah, to really understand what it meant to dual license something. But, you know, in the end, it really seems as if, you know, if you're the original author and copyright owner, you know, in my case, it's me and jQuery, then, you know, you have the ability to put it under as many licenses as you want. So, you know, I thought, you know, why not, you know, put it under GPL, and it'll really help to make it more compatible in this case with Drupal, and that way it'll get, you know, adopted quicker, and people can start to include it with their, you know, their Drupal projects and modules, and without, you know, having to worry about the hassle of licensing. So I'm really hoping that I know in fact some of the plugin authors have already started to dual license their work. So that they can, you know, so that their stuff is also on MIT and GPL.
That's very cool. So that means that if a module implements some of the plugins, so for instance, that what was the library called that you mentioned?
Interface.
Interface. Yeah, yeah. So if a module wanted to do some drag and drop kinds of stuff or sortable lists or something like that. Either someone could make an interface module that would sort of implement that, and then other modules could require that module, or they could conceivably include that in with their own module, and just put interface in the repository, so people don't need to download something extra. For people mm-hmm. who have used like TinyMCE module or the Cipher module or the audio module, it usually has pieces that you need to download externally and sort of plug them into the right place, because those are not GPL. So that's cool stuff. Let's talk a little bit more about the plugins that are out there and kind of what people have done with jQuery. I've just been amazed at like how quickly it's grown. I mean, from what I've seen of prototype, I don't mean to compare exactly, you know, I mean, they're kind of different animals, but it seems like jQuery's kind of, it's like already gotten bigger, not bigger, but I mean, there's more options and more plugins and more, definitely more documentation. It's sort of clearer and easier and stuff like that than prototype. I mean, what have people been doing with it, plugins wise?
Yeah. Just to explain, one of the things that I wanted with jQuery was, you know, a quick and dirty, you know, plugin architecture so that an author could add in new functionality to jQuery without really any hassle. And so, you know, authors have really started to latch onto that and you know, latch on and embrace it and build their own little plugins. So, I mean, at this time, I don't have an exact number, but it's, I'd say well over 50 plugins that have been released so far. And they range all the way from the, you know, really complex, like, you know, the interface plugin, which, you know, offers like drag and drop and, you know, sortables and all sorts of crazy stuff, to, you know, to other plugins, which offer, you know, the ability to have like rounded corners or tool tips or, you know, working with Google Maps, or, I mean, there's a lot, like, you know, pretty, a lot of the, pretty much anything you can think of or want has already been done. And then people are just going wild and creating new stuff that, you know, hasn't been thought of. So it's really cool stuff.
It seems like people are sort of using the process of writing a plugin to kind of learn jQuery, and that since jQuery is so well documented, that they are able to write these really great plugins at the same time. I mean, Stephen Wittens, who's one of the Drupal core committers, a very integral person in Drupal, wrote this really interesting thing that he calls Farbtastic. That's like a color selector kind of thing, written with jQuery. And I mean, just to look at it, when the syntax to actually like invoke it is just like nothing. It's like really, really simple, really cool, really powerful stuff. It's amazing. So what are some of the sites that have started using jQuery?
Mm-hmm. There's been, you know, quite a few for a while now, but the ones that the listeners will probably recognize are like Technorati, and you know they just redesigned and they've included jQuery in their new design. And then the one that's coming out soon is a FeedBurner. FeedBurner's releasing some new applications and they're going to be using jQuery in there. A popular poker website, PokerRoom.com, is working to include jQuery with their distribution. Another big push that we've been making is with other, server-based frameworks and such. Projects like Track, it's a Subversion source code tracking framework. They're going to be using jQuery. And then I'm working right now with CakePHP, which is, another, it's a PHP-based MVC framework. I'm working with them, and there's someone else working with Symfony, another PHP framework. So essentially it's rather surprising. There's a lot of frameworks out there that don't have, the benefits of a JavaScript library, much like, Drupal didn't. And so we're going around and finding all these, and they all have, huge communities. And so, we're helping them out, helping them move over to, to something that's more efficient for them to use. And they're really enjoying it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so nice to have something that's tested cross browser. I mean, what are the browsers that you say are supported with jQuery?
A lot of, the big ones. So, Internet Explorer, 5 and up.
Wow.
And, some Mozilla-based browsers like, Firefox 1.0, Firefox 1.5, etc. Safari 1.3 and up, and Opera 8.5 and up. Those are the ones that we actively test in and, make sure that, jQuery works. And so, yeah.
Very cool. I mean, that's something that we were finding with Drupal, we're a bunch of PHP programmers for the most part. So the idea of sort of testing things on various browsers and stuff like that is sort of something that didn't come naturally to the community. And I'm hoping that having these kind of things in there, like jQuery, will attract more sort of front-end people to the Drupal project and and sort of scratch that itch. So, so what do you do now, John? Are you working? Is your job building jQuery or?
I wish, but my job right now. Two things. I'm working on starting a startup, and I've been busy, working on that here. That's the reason why I moved here to the Cambridge area. And the other thing is I'm working on a JavaScript book for A-Press Publishing called Pro JavaScript Techniques. So I've been between those and then jQuery, I've been a busy guy.
I guess so. Yeah. Jeez, fresh out of college and hit the ground running. It's amazing. It's great stuff. So what are your plans for jQuery in the future? I mean, you sort of have this problem with only 15K, you know, 15K, you know, it's hard to add new features and stuff like that. I mean, how do you see jQuery expanding in the future, or do you?
The expansion of jQuery, I mean, you know, just like you said, you know, it's the core library itself is, you know, is going to be, you know, refined and improved and whatnot. But, you know, the functionality, you know, future functionality is probably only going to be added on in the form of plugins that you can just, you know, snap in and keep using. And, you know, so that's a, you know, it's an interesting problem that, you know, other libraries don't have. You know, Dojo, they just keep adding and adding and adding. And, but, you know, jQuery, it's like, all right, you know, we're ready to go now. Right. So, I mean,
done. Wash your hands, go home.
So, I mean, a lot of the improvements to jQuery, are going to be in the community itself in the next, you know, weeks and months. A lot of the big one is really, internationalization of jQuery. I have offers from just about every major language speaker. So, you know, Russian, Chinese, French, Italian, I'm trying to think, I mean, German. So, we're going to be translating, you know, the jQuery documentation into, you know, as many languages as possible, and getting the website and the web blog, you know, translated to other languages. Because that's really, you know, a niche that isn't fulfilled. You know, as far as I can tell, you know, there aren't many, you know, German-centric JavaScript libraries or Chinese-centric JavaScript libraries. And this is a huge market that it seems like no one's tapping into.
Right.
Especially for the fact that a lot of JavaScript libraries have very poor documentation. So even if someone, you know, whose, you know, native language was not English, you know, attempted to learn a library, you would have a very difficult time. So this is a big push of mine, and we're going to be moving the jQuery website over to, you know, to Drupal here pretty soon, using the internationalization module. And then that combined with essentially organization of the plugin repository. I kind of want to make a SourceForge like repository for plugin developers, and so that, you know, I want to give every plugin developer, you know, some web space, you know, a shell account, up, you know, places to upload and develop, you know, some version access, all for free. You know, I just want to give them all the tools they could possibly need to, you know, to develop, you know, their code and make it better. So, I mean, you know, that's a big thing for me. I just want to put, you know, everything back into the community and really just see it grow.
That's really cool. And it's really neat to see, a core, you know, the core library sort of not, adding on features, that it'll just sort of become more and more rock solid as time mm-hmm. goes along. I mean, mm-hmm. you can just sort of assume that there's not going to be any new bugs, introduced mm-hmm. with new features if there's not really much for new features happening. So, mm-hmm. that's kind of neat. And then it'll encourage all these plugins that people know aren't going to break with the next version of, of jQuery that comes out, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's sort of neat. I mean, you know, these things sort of ebb and flow with the tides. We'll see where things are in a year from now. But it's really, really cool and really exciting. And we're super excited to have you involved in Drupal potentially. I can't make any promises, but it's looking pretty good that this library is going to go in for the next version of for Drupal. Mm-hmm. Even if I made a promise, it wouldn't be worth anything. I can promise you that I think it's a good idea. So, well, thanks a lot, John. It was really, really great talking to you. And Where can people find you on the web and find more information about jQuery and contact you about sending you millions of dollars and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, you know, all the information about jQuery is on its website, you know, jquery.com. And, you know, so that's jquery.com. And then if you have questions, feel free to send them to the mailing list. I'm on there all the time. But sending them to the mailing list, people will answer them probably faster than I can.
It's a super super active mailing list. Yeah, it's a really good resource, definitely.
So, yeah, if you have questions of any sort, feel free to hop on there and we'll get them answered right away.
And people on that mailing list are also pretty friendly and supportive of relatively new, inexperienced users, relatively, which is also sort of in contrast to some of the other mailing lists and that type of thing out there. So, well, thanks a lot, John, in so many ways. And we'll keep in touch and talk to you again if there's any future improvements and excitement happening in the world of jQuery.
All right. Take care, John. Thanks for having me.